And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
A perfectly good brain wasted.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is heroes and villains. Each of my guests is discussing how society views a hero or a villain, whether it's today or in the past. My next guest is an historian who writes for both popular and scholarly audiences. We'll examine popular misconceptions and the enduring legacy of Billy the Kid from his book, To Hell on a Fast Horse, Billy the Kid, Pat Garrett, and the Case of Justice in the Old West. And as always, if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. Mark Lee Gardner is a professional historian, an author, musician, and a consultant. Mark has worked with the National Park Service, PBS Television, National Geographic Magazine, the New Mexico Humanities Council, and numerous state and local historic museums. He has written a number of popular interpretive guides for the National Park Service, including the Little Bighorn Battlefield National Monument, Brent's Old Fort National Historic Site, and Santa Fe Trail National Historic Trail. Mark's most recent book is the critically acclaimed To Hell on a Fast Horse, Billy the Kid, Pat Garrett, and the Epic Chase to Justice in the Old West. Welcome to the show, Mark. How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Bill.
Well, thank you for being on board. You are truly one of the thought leaders, and it happens to be another monumental anniversary for Billy the Kid as well. But let me set the stage for my listeners. Billy the Kid is probably America's favorite and most infamous outlaw. He's also an international icon. In December 2010, Billy the Kid, a.k.a. Henry McCarty, a.k.a. William Bonney, was considered for a pardon, posthumously, by the New Mexico's outgoing governor. Billy the Kid's tintype of the gunman, the only surviving original photograph, brought a record $2.3 million at a Denver Old West auction back on June the 21st. So I want to ask you this, Mark, as somebody who has studied this, why does Billy the Kid remain such a significant figure 130 years after his death?
Well, you know, I think about that a lot, and I myself am still amazed at how big Billy the Kid is to us now. I mean, he does have lots of things going for him as far as the name Billy the Kid, which is very, you know, rolls off the tongue, and he's the original. You know, he was famous in his own lifetime as a killer. And, for, you know, it was false information at the time about how many he didn't kill 21 men, one for each year of his life. But he did kill a lot, and you know, he got lots of press. So he was a larger-than-life figure as a young man before his death at the age of 21. And then that also, the death itself, at such a young age and under somewhat controversial circumstances, has added to the legend. But I think with any folk hero, and he's become a folk hero since that time, you have to have a sense that there was some kind of injustice, you know, like Robin Hood fighting the mean sheriff. And Billy the Kid actually had a mean consortium or cartel that he was helping to fight in the Lincoln County War back in the late 1870s.
Well, tell us about that, because here's the deal. Pat Garrett was the law. Billy the Kid was the outlaw. And it's kind of uniquely American that today we revere the outlaw, we vilify the lawman. So tell us the backstory of the cartel that you talk about in Lincoln County.
Sure. The group that controlled the territory, and it was the territorial government at that time, was called the Santa Fe Ring. And, you know, there were lots of rings of the 19th century, like Tammany Hall and others, but the Santa Fe Ring, and it was a kind of a loose-knit organization of politicians, government officials, who basically controlled the politics and the appointments in the territory, and they backed one economic faction in this war, the Lincoln County War, and it really was about money, and it was about controlling the business of that territory. And the big business in Lincoln County in the 1870s was government contracts. Fort Stanton, you know, they bought lots of beef and produce, and, you know, those were quite lucrative, and when these upstarts came in and tried to take over that business, John Henry Tunstall, an Englishman and a friend of Billy the Kid, and his partner Alexander McSween, it became bitter and eventually became violent. So they were killing people over business.
All right. Well, now that's very interesting. So why did Billy become the folk hero and Pat Garrett, who is the sheriff, become the villain?
Well, and that's the intriguing thing, because at the time when Pat Garrett killed Billy the Kid 130 years ago, he was initially the hero. I mean, he was lauded in the news. People that lived in New Mexico Territory were ecstatic. I mean, they were throwing money at, they were giving money to Pat Garrett for killing Billy the Kid. But Pat Garrett lived for another 26 years, and over time, the legend of Billy the Kid continued to grow, and a big boost in that legend came in 1926 when there was a best-selling book called The Saga of Billy the Kid, and it's a great story. You know, it tells all the episodes in Billy's life and the Lincoln County War and, of course, Billy's death. And I think that, you know, again, there was that sympathy factor. One of the big things, Billy had been promised a pardon by Governor Lew Wallace, who was the author of Ben-Hur, if you've heard of that famous movie and novel.
Sure.
Billy, you know, he testified before a grand jury, you know, with the understanding he was going to get his pardon. And I think a lot of people that like the Billy the Kid story and who worship Billy the Kid feel that he was treated unfairly. He got a raw deal. You know, he did his part, but he never got that pardon. And so Billy's legend has grown. We sympathize more with him. And, like, you know, we like Robin Hood. We like Jesse James. We like all those outlaws. And unfortunately, Pat Garrett, who should have been or should be the hero still today because he killed the folk hero, he's become the villain of the story, like Sheriff Nottingham.
All right. My guest is Mark Lee Gardner. We're talking about his latest book, which is titled To Hell on a Fast Horse, Billy the Kid, Pat Garrett, and the Epic Chase to Justice in the Old West. Now, it's interesting, in the book you claim the rivalry between Billy the Kid and Pat Garrett is among the best in the Old West. So tell us how the violent intersection of the tell us about the violent intersection of these two men and their lives.
Well, you know, it's one of the myths has been that Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid were great friends, which they weren't. But they were in New Mexico Territory at the same time. And Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid, even though they were different, very different physically, you know, Billy was maybe no more than 5'8". Pat Garrett was 6 feet 4 inches tall. They shared certain leadership qualities. I mean, they were both individuals who, you know, people were drawn to, that people would follow. Pat Garrett was very modest and soft-spoken. Some say his voice was as soft as a woman's, whereas Billy was very boisterous and loud and happy-go-lucky and fun and those types of things. So they were different in those ways. But at one point, you know, when Billy was rustling and stealing cattle along with his buddies in his gang, the people in New Mexico Territory were getting sick of it, and Billy had indictments over his head for murdering a former sheriff, Sheriff William Brady. So the cattlemen of New Mexico Territory encouraged Pat to run for sheriff to put an end to Billy's depredations, and he won. And then Pat Garrett went after Billy the Kid.
Right, but it wasn't as simple as that, because the chase was a series of near misses, cross paths, and eventually didn't Pat Garrett capture Billy the Kid only to have Billy the Kid escape? Tell us about that tortured relationship.
Sure. Yeah, Billy the Kid was one of the West's greatest escape artists, and it started at a very, very young age. You know, his first arrest was in Silver City, and he escaped by shimmying up this chimney flue and getting away from the jail. So Pat Garrett, he has quite a task on his hands, first in getting Billy the Kid. Nobody else had been able to really capture him for any length of time, and then holding on to him. And so Pat Garrett does capture Billy in December of 1880, gets him to jail. Billy is convicted at a trial for the murder of Sheriff William Brady, and then it's Pat Garrett's job to keep Billy contained until May 13th, a Friday, when he is to be hanged in the streets of Lincoln. Well, Billy escapes again by killing his two guards with their own guns in April 28th, 1881, and then Pat Garrett once again has to go on the trail of Billy the Kid. He gets rumors reports that Billy is still in New Mexico because of a sweetheart at Fort Sumner. And so instead of taking a big old posse with lots of guys that, you know, where the word can get out, he picks two deputies. And so Garrett and two men alone arrive at Fort Sumner on July 14th. And Garrett finds Billy there at Fort Sumner. And when Billy comes into this darkened room where Garrett's interrogating one of the residents, Garrett recognizes the voice and instantly pulls his revolver, fires two shots, and one goes through Billy's heart.
An amazing story. My guest is Mark Lee Gardner, author of the book To Hell on a Fast Horse. And Mark, I want to ask you, in doing the research for this book, you know, you were looking at the relationship between Billy the Kid and Pat Garrett, but this was a period of time when there weren't a lot of source documents. Billy didn't leave any letters. I don't know what the newspaper stories were like. So how did you do all of the research to come up with this, with source documents being so scarce?
Well, there was very little information about Billy's early life, and I think that adds to the appeal, actually, of Billy the Kid, that we know so little about his origins and as a child, how he was raised and where he was raised. Probably born in New York City, spent some time in Indianapolis, and then Wichita, Kansas, and eventually New Mexico. But once Billy gets to an adult, he starts appearing in the newspapers. And actually, he did get an education in Silver City, New Mexico. So there are a few Billy the Kid letters out there, but they're primarily letters to the governor, trying to find out what happened to his pardon that he never got. And then we have lots of accounts from people that knew Billy the Kid, members of the Regulators, the vigilante group he was a part of. And anybody that at some point ran into Billy the Kid remembered it, and they remembered it distinctly and wrote it down. But also, we were earlier talking about technology, thousands and thousands of pages of 19th century newspapers are now available online, and they're searchable. And I actually found lots of accounts that were previously unknown just because historians didn't know that they existed in this newspaper in Pennsylvania, for instance.
Wow, that's an incredible. My guest is Mark Lee Gardner. Mark, I find it interesting that Pat Garrett was elected in Lincoln County and on the promise that he was going to get Billy the Kid. And really, Pat, when he was elected, his overriding desire was to bring Billy the Kid to true justice. And as you said, he was actually captured, tried, and was going to be hanged. But in the end, it ends up that Pat Garrett turns around and shoots him in a good old-fashioned gunfight like we think about in the movies, mm-hmm. sort of frontier justice. Talk to me about the irony and really the transformation that Pat went from trying to bring this guy to trial to justice to eventually just shooting him.
Sure. When Pat Garrett first captured Billy and his gang, he did so because he promised them that he would let no harm come to them while they were in his care, because there were a lot of lynch-happy New Mexicans for good reason. That were not happy with some of the gang members that had been doing all kinds of things in New Mexico. And Pat Garrett actually did defend his prisoners in Las Vegas, New Mexico. There was a big mob at the train station, and he offered to give Billy and the rest of them their guns if they actually stormed the train. And it didn't come to that, but Garrett was willing to risk his life to uphold this promise. Well, after Billy had killed his two guards, the two jailers, Pat Garrett said that he knew at that point that and Billy had said he would not be taken alive. There was not going to be another imprisonment for Billy the Kid. So when he went to Fort Sumner, he knew, he was fully aware that it was going to be a gun battle, and Pat Garrett was willing to shoot Billy dead in order to take him captive, or collect the reward, or however you want to put it.
My guest is Mark Lee Gardner, author of the book To Hell on a Fast Horse, Billy the Kid, Pat Garrett, and the Epic Chase to Justice in the Old West. We're celebrating the 130th anniversary of the death of Billy the Kid. And Mark, what do you want readers to take away from reading your book, To Hell on a Fast Horse?
Well, what I'd love for them to take away from the book is that these two individuals were certainly larger-than-life figures in their day, and they remain so today. But what I would love for them to take away is that Pat Garrett deserves to be honored for his heroism as the sheriff of Lincoln County, who took on a job that no one else was willing to do, and he does not deserve to be treated as a villain. He's not the villain of the story. He's one of the heroes. I'm sympathetic to Billy, too, and Pat Garrett said he wasn't all bad. But Pat Garrett's gotten the raw deal of the two, and I think that needs to change.
Well, my guest is Mark Lee Gardner, is going to set the record straight on Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid. Mark, if people want to learn more about you, learn more about the book, where would you direct them to go on the internet?
Go to my website. It's markleegardner.com.
Mark Lee Gardner, GARDNER.com. Mark, it has been a delight. Thank you for shedding some fresh light on the old story of Billy the Kid and Pat Garrett. We'll talk to you down the road.
Hey, happy to do it, Bill. Thank you.
Take care.